The warlord did not hesitate. He took off north into the trees, taking his band with him.
The vixen bungled the ambush,
he growled.
If the badger catches her, well, that's her lookout. If not, she'll pick up her tracks and find us. But the badger and his heirs can track too, so move yourselves if you want to stay alive.
Nightshade made the forest cover on trembling limbs, expecting Swart and the others to be waiting there. She slowed her pace as she dashed into the trees, yelling for assistance.
Lord, the badger's after me! Get him! Cut him down!
But no help was forthcoming. Staggering with exhaustion, the vixen loped off through the woodland. The crash of heavy footpaws pounding through the undergrowth in her wake caused Nightshade to turn her head fearfully. She tripped over an exposed tree root and fell flat. She managed to scramble halfway up before a huge footpaw knocked her down again. Sunflash the Mace stood over her, tears coursing down the golden stripe, his massive paws shaking with fury as he raised the great war club. Nightshade scrabbled against the earth.
No, Lord! Mercy, please!
Sabretash leapt over the carcass of the dead seer, following the trampled undergrowth to where the badger lay, too exhausted to rise, and shaking with grief now that the blood wrath had left him.
Scarlath,
he wept.
Scarlath, my true friend.
The hare sheathed his blade, speaking low to his followers.
Camp here tonight. It'll be twilight soon. Rockleg, Fleet Run, attend to Lord Sunflash. Rebind his wounds. Hedgepaw, see if you can fetch some clean water from the stream. The rest of you, stand easy. We'll pick up the ferret's trail at dawn.
Refreshed by his rest in the woods while waiting on the results of the ambush, Swart drove his band hard. Soon after dawn, he came across a wide river flowing down through the trees. Halting his band for a short rest, he drank sparingly and waded in to test the depth of the water. The weasel called Greyjaw waded into the shallows beside him.
He looks deep in the middle, chief. Wonder where this river goes.
Swart was not listening. He was facing upstream, staring at the green slopes of the distant mountains.
Up on your paws, you idlers!
He shouted to the horde.
That's where we're bound. The mountains upriver. Stay in the shallows. Stick to the water. It'll make tracking difficult for the badger. Come on!
Greyjaw splashed alongside the warlord.
But chief, what about Nightshade? You said you'd be able to follow our trail.
Swart looked pityingly at the weasel.
If the vixen was going to catch us up, she'd have done it during the night. Forget that one. I'm more concerned about that badger and his hares. If we can make it to those mountains, I'll think up a good plan to deal with him.
Sunflash and the Long Patrol were a day behind Swart and his band. They arrived at the river in the late evening and made camp on the bank. Sabretash inspected the bruised and broken overhead foliage of the trees that dipped to the water's edge.
About a score and five of them, trying to put us off the trail by taking to the water. See here, willow branch cracked, leaves bruised and damaged on that rowan farther along. One of them even stepped ashore for a while and left a few paw prints on the bank edge. See, a stoat.
Sunflash had waded in almost waist-deep, wanting to feel the cold current pushing against him. He stared up at the mountains, distant in the gathering dusk of the dry summer day.
We'll take only a short rest now and travel by night,
he said.
It's cooler and we don't need to track any longer. Swart has gone to the mountains. I feel it in me. When he attacked Salem and Dastron, I thought we would meet there, but it was not to be. Still, one mountain is as good as another when there's a score to be settled with a six-clawed ferret.